Let us pray. O God, who has caused this holy night to shine with the illumination of the true light, grant us, we beseech thee, that as we have known the mystery of that light upon earth, so may we also perfectly enjoy him in heaven, where with you and the Holy Spirit he liveth and reigneth, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen. In Luke's Gospel, there have been a couple of big announcements before we even get to the birth of Jesus, who is the Christ. We have heard the angel Gabriel telling Zechariah that he will have a son named John. We have also heard Gabriel telling the Virgin Mary that she will be the God-bearer. Now an angel comes among some poor, humble shepherds. Shepherds in lowly attire and smelling of sheep. But God's glory surrounds them. Heaven has come to earth. And even though they were terrified, the angel brings them good news. Gloria in excelsis Deo, glory to God in the highest. The Savior has been born this day in the city of David, Bethlehem. What goodwill toward humanity, O most holy of days. But how will the shepherds know this child? How will they know this Savior? The angel tells them, and you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger. And it is here that we begin to see the scandal of the manger. For the manger will point toward the life and death of Jesus. And it is an image that we must examine and embrace. So we begin with Jesus in the manger, but before we are done, we will behold Jesus upon the hardwood of the cross. The manger is a sign of the cross of Jesus Christ. Lancelot Andrews notes that those who write on the form of making a manger depict it as being crosswise. Therefore, the manger prepares us for the cross. Jesus is born and swaddled in strips of cloth and placed in a manger. One day he will be immobilized and restrained as a troublemaker. The manger and the cross. Do they not agree? The scandal of the manger, which leads us to the scandal of the cross. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Glory to God in the highest. Heaven has come to earth. Jesus has come to us. This is how great the love of Jesus Christ is. How much he thinks of us. That he would take on our human flesh, a most humbling act. And how little he was made for us. The Son of God appeared as a baby so that we might become the children of God. Without him, there could not be peace between God and humanity. Jesus brings the reunion. And this reunion with God, this astounding reconciliation, could only exist by God and humanity becoming one in Jesus Christ. This is the true goodwill of God to the world, and we must know the sign, like the shepherds. But we see no manger here before us this day. How then shall we know him? What sign do we look for? The sacraments of Holy Communion. We find Christ in this most holy meal. The Eucharist is most surely a sign, for in it we find his body and we find his blood. Here we take the life of Christ into us, testifying to our union with God. And our response to this life in God should thus be one of rejoicing, where we join with the holy angels singing, Gloria in excelsis Deo, glory to God in the highest. The shepherds knew Christ by the sign of the manger. The church knows Christ by the sign of the blessed sacrament in his body and blood, in the bread and the wine. But by what sign is the world to know Christ? Is it not the church? Is it not by those whom have union with Christ? This is how much Christ thinks of his church, She is a sign pointing to Him by which the world may know Him. And how little she was in her infancy, but see how big she is now. Her very existence points to the reality of God's kingdom breaking into this world. She points to Christ and what He has done in His incarnation, His atonement, His resurrection, and His ascension to the right hand of the Father. And in what He will do when He comes back to make all things new. The world will know Christ by the sign of the church. The manger leads us to the cross, and the cross leads us to the table where we are filled with true food and true drink. And this meal nourishes us, the church, as she continues pointing toward Christ for the sake of the world. And you will recognize Him by these signs: a manger, a meal, and a messenger. Gloria in excelsis Deo, glory to God in the highest. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank You that You have sent Your Son into this world to redeem us. That You have provided a holy meal for us to nourish us and to equip us with Your very life so that we may be sent out as a sign to those who need Christ, this world. Thank You, Lord, for Your amazing sacrifice, Your amazing love. In Jesus' name, amen.